You can find hikers, bikers, and sightseers in Green Canyon all day, year-round. According to Utah State University wildlife specialist Mike Mesmer, people are building houses closer to the mountains and to wild animals.
One, people are recreating more, but also that given the drought conditions, cougars are looking for areas where there's available and abundant food.
Deer come into residential areas later in the year when the temperatures drop and there is less food in the mountains. But Mesmer says this year they are coming down earlier and the cougars are following. Marty and Chad Lauer, a North Logan family, was hiking along a trail near Green Canyon earlier this month. They used to hike early in the morning when it was still dark, using headlamps to light the way.
The light of our headlamps caught the eyes of the mountain lion, and it was a piercing, bright eyes, different than deer.
To most hikers, seeing a cougar is a rare experience, but for Marty and Chad, it was the second sighting in 2 years.
We haven't been back here in the morning when it's dark since then.
Mesmer says if you see a cougar, don't run. Running gives the impression that you are prey. Instead, stand your ground, then back away slowly. Most of the time, the cougar is just looking for a way to escape.
If the animal appears to show some signs of aggression, as in ears twitching or crouching to pouch, what you need to do is make noise, be as loud as possible. Try to give the impression that you're some kind of threat for the animal. If you're wearing a jacket, open your jacket, open the sides, flap it, shout.
Hiking with pepper spray in cougar and bear country is a must, according to Mesmer.
Disengage the safety, place it directly at the face of the animal, and spray. Continue to spray until the animal retreats.
If you see a cougar, wildlife experts say to report the animal to the Division of Wildlife Resources or local police. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.